From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A general says Ramadi has been liberated. Iraqi Army spokesman Brigadier General Yahya Rasool announcing on state TV, the city of Ramadi has been liberated. The Iraqi security troops have raised the Iraqi flag over the government buildings. This 7 months after Islamic State militants captured the capital of Anbar province. Iraqi military leaders, however, conflict in their assessments of the success. Brigadier Rasool, of course, just announcing that Ramadi had been liberated. However, the head of military operations in Anbar, General Ismail al-Malawi, said parts of the city remain under ISIS control. Australian National University scholar Amin Saikal speaks with VOA about what has happened in Ramadi.
I think it is a major loss for the Islamic State and certainly an important gain for the Iraqi forces as well as the U.S.-led international coalition, which has been providing a lot of air support to the Iraqi forces.
A twin bombing in the Syrian city of Homs killed at least 19 people on Monday, with a suicide attacker detonating an explosives belt as onlookers assess damage from the first blast. The explosions hit the central city's Al-Zahra district. The precise death toll remains unclear, with Syrian state media reporting 19 people killed and the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights citing 32 dead. Scores more were wounded. At least 7 people were killed Sunday as the Nigerian army repelled another Boko Haram attack on the Borno state capital of Maiduguri. Soldiers reportedly stopped suspected insurgent fighters on the outskirts of the capital city. Sunni insurgency has killed 20,000 people in the last 6 years. This is VOA News. South Korea and Japan have reached a deal settling the controversial historical dispute over Japan's forced prostitution of Korean women, euphemistically known as comfort women, during World War II. Jeff Kingston, an Asian studies expert at Temple University in Tokyo, speaks with VOA.
Leaders in both countries have seized the initiative and they've cut a deal that they think they can live with. And so the Japanese government has agreed to pony up a little over $8 million, and this will be distributed to the 46 surviving comfort women. Some of the details, however, remain rather vague. And so, you know, Prime Minister Abe is going to issue a heartfelt apology. But over the past 20 years or so, when they've argued about this issue, Seoul has always insisted that the Japanese government acknowledge state responsibility, legal responsibility, rather than just moral responsibility. So it'll be interesting to see how this plays out with the Korean public.
South Korean President Park Geun-hye had recently refused to even meet with Mr. Abe until he offered a sincere apology. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber struck on a road near Kabul's airport today, killing at least one person and wounding 13 others. Taliban has claimed responsibility for the bombing, which damaged nearby buildings. The attack comes one day after Pakistan Army Chief General Rahil Sharif visited Kabul to prepare for fresh peace talks with the Taliban. China's parliament has passed a controversial anti-terror law requiring foreign technology firms to comply with government requests for information. The official Xinhua news agency said the law was intended to address terrorism at home and help maintain global world security. VOA asked Monash University China expert Bruce Jacobs about China's contention it is a victim of terrorism.
There's no question that China has been victim of terrorism. I mean, there have been some incidents where you know, lots of people have been murdered in train stations and in other contexts. There's no question. The critical issue, though, is why have these been caused and what has the Chinese government done to cause this terrorism? And the main reason is because China's been extraordinarily repressive in places like Xinjiang, which has a majority Muslim population. And the actions towards Muslims there have been very repressive.
There was no immediate comment from the White House, which had voiced concern over the Chinese terror legislation, which could imperil an array of human rights principles enshrined in Western law. Star Wars: The Force Awakens has reached $1 billion at the box office, making the milestone with record-setting speed. The Walt Disney Company said the film crossed the $1 billion mark Sunday, accomplishing the feat in just 12 days. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.